It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, the coffee shop. It's a great place to meet people.
Yeah!
I know when I've ever been trying to meet a lady, I always go hang out at the coffee shop because you can tell a lot about somebody based on what they order.
Oh, amen.
For example, if the girl next to me orders a frappuccino, I know she likes whipped cream on stuff.
That's not what it tells you.
Or, let's say she orders a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That means she probably likes chocolate on stuff.
No.
Okay.
And God, maybe even some whipped cream.
There's a horrible at deciphering. A
lot of freaky people at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Them, not me. They're weird.
God. Yeah, those them. Chocolate lovers.
And that's where the guy on the phone for a second date update today met the lady that he wants to call. He met her at a coffee shop. His name is Ronald. What's up, Ronald?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good. Are you a frappuccino guy or a hot chocolate guy?
Just coffee for me. Yeah, I'm not into all the fancy coffee stuff.
Yeah, that means he likes caffeine
on stuff.
Uh huh.
So, tell us about the girl that you want to call today for your second date update.
So I met this really cool girl, Jill, at a Starbucks.
Cool.
Actually, okay. I was in line in front of her, you know, waiting to order, just looking around because it was a long line, and suddenly noticed, oh wow, that, you know, it was this cute girl behind me.
Did you spend the rest of the time trying not to look behind you, but also wanting to look behind you to see?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I basically tried to look at her without being creepy, but you know, obviously she's pretty. I wanted to look at her.
He's like,
you put your phone in selfie taking mode and just hold it up so you can see behind you. Just taking a bunch of selfies, don't mind me.
Because that's attractive.
No, I just tried to be cool about it, you know, just look around and happen to catch her in my gaze. But I decided, you know, when I got to the counter, I paid for her drink. I did kind of a pay it forward thing.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
It is good.
Yeah, because that's commonplace at Starbucks, too. So if she doesn't like you, you just be like, oh, I was just doing what people do at Starbucks. But if she does really like you and want to talk to you, then you're like, sweet, it worked.
And it's like a bonus because it says about you, I think of other people.
See, that's what I'm saying. At Starbucks, when somebody does that, you know they're a giver.
Thank you, Jubal.
You can tell a lot about people at Starbucks.
Okay. Coffee shop.
So you did that, and did she thank you for it?
Well, yeah. So she goes to the counter and they said, oh, that guy paid for it. And, you know, she comes to thank me and says, oh, wow, you know, it's nice of you to do that. And I just said, oh, you know, I just like to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
But actually, she was really cool to talk with and we had fun. So I just said, hey, do you want to go have dinner with me tonight?
Wow. Same night.
Yeah. And she said, yes.
She did,
which was awesome. So we decided, you know, because we just met, we would just meet at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did. We met at the restaurant. I mean, she has an amazing smile. She's really intelligent, really easy to talk to. And dinner was going really well and, you know, and everything. I mean, we were having a really good time together.
Okay.
You guys were laughing at each other's jokes and...
Yeah. Like, I just thought it was really, I don't know, I'd just call it an easy date.
Uh-huh.
Well, then your definition of easy date and mine is different. That's for sure. So you guys had a good dinner and you liked it. Why do you think she's not calling you back then?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can figure is I do have this, I don't know, kind of funny habit that, I don't know, maybe that weirded her out or something.
What is it?
I really love sushi, okay? We went to the sushi place, but I like having ketchup with my sushi.
Uh-uh.
Oh, God.
Do not. What? Get out of here.
That's like illegal.
That's worse than ordering a steak well done.
Actually, it's really good.
Really?
And it matches really well.
No.
You know what? I'll take your word that ketchup goes good with sushi, Ronald. I will take your word on that.
You're trying to say that you have a more advanced palate.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No, I'm going to knock it all day long and never try it, Ronald. How about that?
Okay, so anyway, obviously, you know, it's a sushi place, so I bring my own ketchup with me. I bring little packets.
You bring your ketchup with you to a sushi place. Whoa. That is awesome.
That is commitment to the ketchup.
Well, and look, I mean, she obviously looked weird at me, and she asked a lot of questions, and I was just like, hey, this is the real me. I like ketchup on my sushi.
Hey, good.
And that was that. You know, I mean, at least I'm honest about who I am.
Yeah, there until the go. Sushi chef saw what you were doing and spit in your food when you didn't know it.
You're insulting us.
Exactly.
No. You know what? I'm going to open my own restaurant and just show you how good this is.
It's going to be only you eating there. Yeah. So how did things end then with her?
So at the end of the date, I walked her to her car, and I leaned in for a kiss, and I got a handshake.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Bad call.
It could be, you know, it could be like some weird red flag to her. It could say that you're too picky, or you're too demanding, or you're weird.
No, come on. That's not weird. Like, weird would be like if I were making comments about whipped cream and chocolate at a coffee shop.
Touché.
That's a very good point. All right, so do you think it's a catch-up thing, the reason that she didn't even want to kiss you?
Honestly, I mean, it was obviously the weirdest thing on the date, and everything else seemed to be easy, so I don't know.
Oh, and man. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since then?
Do I have to admit that?
Yes, please.
I don't know. I mean, I've texted her and called her a few times.
Uh-oh. That's double digits.
Okay, so probably too much at this point. Well, we'll do it one more time for you. Yeah. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right? Just hang on.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we'll do it next.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.